Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 1, 1805. Mr. Graveline continues. Yesterday, Mr. Graveline arrived from the Arikara with lots of news and information. He informs the captains that the Arikara are peaceful to the Mandans and want to move their village and settle closer to the Mandan. They also want to join the Mandan against the Sioux, who are a common enemy. It is agreed that since the Arikara have always been peaceful and good neighbors, these requests will be allowed. Mr. Graveline also reports that the three upper band of the Teton Sioux, with the Yankton Sioux of the north, intend to come to war in a short time against the nations in this quarter. They say they will kill every white man they see. A Mr. Cameron of St. Peter's has put arms into the hands of the Sioux to avenge the death of three of his men killed by the Chippewa. The Sioux apparently now intend to use these arms against the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara. Clark writes a short entry regarding camp routine today.
A fine day. I am engaged in copying a map. Men building pirogues, making ropes, burning coal, hanging up meat, and making battle axes for corn. Captain William Clark, March 1, 1805.
The captains wrote temperature readings in the weather diary. The coldest day in February was the 4th, at 18 degrees below zero, and the warmest was the 27th, at 27 degrees above. They were also busy making lists and notes regarding February's activities. These notes go something like this. February 26, got the boat and pirogues on the bank. February 27, Mr. Graveline arrived with two Frenchmen. One of the notes says they loosened the poplar pirogue, which is the only clue as to what kind of wood the pirogues may have been made of. Another note says the black and white and speckled woodpecker has returned. This is probably a northern flicker. If this was a northern flicker, it had never left. It had just become more active as the weather warmed. The flicker, along with the downy and hairy woodpeckers, are not migratory. One authority says the bird is a yellow-bellied sapsucker, which resembles the flicker. Tomorrow, Mr. Larocque visits.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.